listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
We're all happy when God speaks. Let's talk about the times when God stops speaking. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6 says this, "And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by Urim or by the prophets." God is a God of revelation. He loves to reveal himself. He reveals himself in creation, in conscience, and especially in his word. There are many amazing promises in the Bible to those who seek God. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Knowing these passages, it's a little strange to read 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6, that Saul inquired of the Lord, but God did not answer him. Someone can feel like that today. I don't mean just for a day or so, but in an extended season. They read the Bible, but they have no sense that God is speaking. They hear good preaching with no sense that God is speaking. They seek God in prayer and have no sense that God is speaking. This verse teaches us something about such an extended season. First, we can feel sorry for Saul. The king of Israel was in a terrible place. The Philistines threatened. Saul's courage failed, and God was silent when Saul sought him. Saul hoped God would speak to him through dreams. He hoped God would talk to him through the Urim. He wanted to hear from God through the prophets. But God wouldn't speak to Saul. Then we can learn from Saul. The Lord did not answer him. And this silence shows that God does not always answer everyone who seeks him. Sometimes the reason God is silent is because the person seeks, but they do it with a false and insincere heart. But some people sincerely seek, and God doesn't answer. I think that this was Saul's situation. Saul was under judgment. Saul continually rejected what God had already said to him. Since Saul didn't obey God, the Lord wouldn't give him more revelation. Saul knew that God did not want him hunting David to kill him. Yet Saul disregarded God's will. If we want God to guide us, we must follow what guidance we already have from him. There are at least three principles to take away from this. Number one, if you're going to seek God, do it sincerely and with your whole heart. Number two, if you want to hear from God, obey what he has already told you. And then number three, if God speaks to you through his word, through good preaching, in prayer, well, find comfort in that. God would have spoken to Saul if he had come with a humble heart and sincere repentance. Even if you today are in a place as bad as King Saul was, you can once again hear God speak. No one is beyond hope. You can turn to him in spirit and in truth today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.